Going into this game, my main focus is when I get an opportunity, make a play. Whether it's one, whether it's 10, whether it's five, to make a play.
If I was a betting man, I would have bet the ball was going to go to him today. So, and definitely rightfully so. So James looks like he's never left.
Yeah, like the first touchdown reminded me of 2012 when James made a number of contested catches on his way to leading the NFL in touchdown receptions. So he's back at it. He's got two on the board.
Out there, it looked like we just didn't miss a beat. But we got a lot of work to do, man. But me and him, man, the last couple of days been talking about what he's looking for, where he needs me to be and things like that. And he gave me some opportunities today, and I went up and made a play. Should have had three. Let that last one go, which I'm probably not going to be able to sleep tonight about, but glad we got the win.
Aaron and JJ have a connection, as far as timing and so forth, but JJ made a huge catch down there.
I had no hesitation going to him. I told him that before the game.
I know it seems like I've been gone for 10 years, but I'm only a year removed, so it's a couple new things, but it's real similar. And like I said, me and Aaron just been doing a lot of meeting, a lot of talking. I'm trying to get on the same page, and we were able to capitalize today.
I'm not surprised at all. JJ came in and stepped right in and was able to play.
I'm just going to say I'm playing with a little chip on my shoulder. I am. Somebody tell you you can't do something, you want to go out there and prove them wrong.
Really excited about the start there. He's a, he's a great guy, a great teammate, and we're really fortunate that he was available there at the end of the cuts.